Prices keep going up, stocks keep going down. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Dow is dropping another 260 points. The NASDAQ is down more than 100, continuing a sell-off after another update on inflation. Prices at the wholesale level.
The month-over-month increase from March to April was 0.5%.
Fox's Ginny Cassola.
The producer price index rose 11% in the year ending in April. It's a slight decline from the March reading of 11.5%.
Now, that number in March was a record high. President Biden says he's working to lower inflation, but Republicans refuse to help. They blame him. Congressman Andy Barr tells Fox Business Network.
Inflation was less than 2% the entire term of the previous president. It has soared since the overspending policies of this administration.
The president's focus this morning is COVID, holding a second global summit on the virus.
In a written statement, he says today marks 1 million American lives lost due to COVID. A portion of the president's statement reads, and I quote, "As a nation, we must not grow numb to such sorrow. To heal, we must remember, we must remain vigilant against this pandemic and do everything we can to save as many lives as possible."
Fox's David Lee Miller. Firefighters keep battling a small wildfire on the Southern California coast that burned down about 20 multi-million dollar homes.
And this is new construction in this neighborhood, right? Tile roofs, stucco walls, and yet within about 5 hours, the fire destroyed 20 homes. It started around 3 p.m. near a water treatment plant, then it literally rushed up a canyon in a matter of minutes. It went from 1 to 3 to 10 acres. Once it hit this neighborhood, literally it was out of control.
Fox's William Lajeunesse in Laguna Niguel. Fires also charring in New Mexico. Hundreds of homes and structures burned, and the heavy rain they could really use fell far north when severe storms rocked Minnesota with strong winds, even reports of tornadoes. One person was killed in a car crash. There are tens of thousands of power outages. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Again, there's more selling on Wall Street. The Dow falling almost 300 points. The NASDAQ's down 188. The S&P 500 losing 53 points. The price of oil down a little, but remains over $105 a barrel. Gas is up 2 more cents. AAA's national average for regular, $4.42 per gallon. That's a record. Truckers also paying a bit more. Diesel up slightly today, $5.56 per gallon. That's also an all-time high. In addition to the inflation report that showed another 11% annual gain for wholesale prices in April, we got the weekly unemployment report showing a slight increase, 203,000 first-time jobless claims last week. Baby formula is in short supply. A big worry to some moms and dads who are having a hard time finding it, going from store to store, seeing empty shelves. One big reason: Abbott Labs shut down a production facility following a recall and contamination concern.
The good news this morning is that the company says it could restart production here within 2 weeks of getting the okay from the FDA, but it's going to take another 6 to 8 weeks after that for the product to actually hit shelves. Other formula makers in the U.S. are ramping up production. So far, the White House's involvement hasn't done much to help the shortage. In fact, it's getting worse. 8 states plus Washington, D.C. have half the formula supply they normally would. Nationwide, the out-of-stock rate is 43%.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble at the Abbott Labs facility in Sturgis, Michigan. In the NBA playoffs,
series tied at 2 apiece. Marcus Smart goes to the rack and blocked by Drew Holiday. He throws it off Smart. Milwaukee ball.
And that was a key late defensive play that helped the defending champion Bucks preserve a win in Game 5, beating the Boston Celtics 110-107 on TNT. The Memphis Grizzlies avoided elimination, blowing out Golden State 134-95, but the Warriors still lead the series 3-2. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.